Sometimes Forex trading is a wild and woolly place to be. That's why Hugh's here, to pose your questions to Walter, the naked Forex guy. Hugh's got questions, and Walter's got the answers. Here at the Truth About FX podcast.
Hey, Walter, can one institution control price in the Forex market?
Well, that's a very interesting question. Thanks, Hugh. I think the data on this is actually counterintuitive. I saw the co-founder of Awanda, Richard Olson, at the last FX Street conference that they've had. I don't think they've had one since then. And Richard Olson was the most interesting presenter, I thought. I think there were five of us or whatever there. He was probably the most interesting one. And what he had was tick data that went back like 30 years, right? Or 40 years. And yeah. And so what, and one of the interesting things I remember about his presentation was it was surprising how little volume it would take to actually move the market. Now, the caveat is that only happens, you know, quickly. Like in other words, if you said you had this fund and you guys wanted to move the euro, you wanted to bump it up, you know, you could do that. It wouldn't take that much, like only like, you know, 10 million or a million, or it wasn't really a lot in that instant. The caveat is that it was just in that instant, you know what I mean? So it is possible to definitely push the market, but it's not one of those things where you have to work at it to get some follow through. You know what I mean? So that was the kid. And the other interesting thing, I have another friend who works, he doesn't anymore. He works for a hedge fund now, but he worked for an investment bank in Europe. And what they said was that their Forex desk, their biggest trade of the year was when they paid everybody. Okay. So they had, the company wasn't based in England, but their main off, like they had a lot of people in London, right? So they would have to move money from euros to pounds to pay everyone at their end of year bonus. So what that meant was the Forex desk, of course, was aware when the company was going to exchange euros for pounds. And so the Forex desk would actually piggyback on top of that move. So that, you know what I mean? So now that the Forex desk didn't trade euro pound, they trade pound Swiss because they didn't want to get, they were worried about getting caught and all this stuff like that. So yeah, that's what they did. So they just traded pound Swiss. But the idea was that because they were moving so many euros out, you know, selling so many euros and buying so many pounds to cut, because a lot of these people at these jobs, as I know a lot of the listeners know, most of their money you make for the year is on your end of year bonus. Let's say you're making 60,000 pounds a year, okay, and then at the end of the year you may or may not get like a, you know, like a 300,000 or 400,000 pound bonus. Like that's the equivalent of what, so these, all of these bonuses had to be paid for basically at the end of the year in December, and that's when they would make, so they knew that they would move the market and they knew that they could make some money on that. The Forex desks could, when the other area of the business was the accounting area or whatever was doing the transaction. So that's possible. The other thing that's interesting to me is when there are levels, times of low volatility, like low volume. So there are often times of high volatility during low volume. The classic example of that would be the Thanksgiving holiday in the US. There are a lot of traders in London who won't trade because they know that they're not going to trade later on that day in New York on Thanksgiving Thursday. But what you'll notice is that there will be some spiky moves. Now, why is that? Because there are people out there, there are institutions out there that want to move the market a little bit, and they know that it's much, much easier in times of low volatility. Low volume, which can equal high volatility. It doesn't always have to be that case, but if you're going to move the market, you can do it for at least for a quick time. And it's surprising that you don't have to have that much of a, you know, that big of a position to do it. But for a sustained move, I think you need to keep at it, keep working at it. And then the other way to do it, of course, is to make your move when you know there isn't a lot of volume going on. So that's the other way to do it. And you know, I don't know all the ins and outs. I'm not going to pretend to know all the ins and outs of the institutions and how they do this, but I think there's a lot. that goes into that, you know, the thinking of, well, you know, it's Thanksgiving tomorrow, so maybe, you know, we can push the euro up a bit to get in some good shorts. You know what I mean? Because we think the euro is going to go down, but we want to push it up a bit and get, you know what I mean, just inflate it a bit. And that happens in the stock market too with the big players. That it's pretty common. It's not anything to be scared about, I don't think. I think it's not like you should think, oh no, I can't trade because they're moving the market or whatever. That's a little bit ridiculous, I think, because you can see that, like, for example, from my point of view, if you see a market being pushed, that might result in like a kangaroo tail or something, right? Which tells you, you know what I mean? That's just a wick. It's just a long wick. It doesn't, there's nothing behind it. You know, it's just a long wick. It's going to reverse. So that sort of thing. So I don't really get caught up in thinking a lot of about what the institutions do. I know a lot of people do, but it's not that important to me. But I do think they do, and they can, and they will move the market a bit like that. So that's about, those are my thoughts on it. What do you think? What have you learned about that?
Yeah, it's really interesting because when you get into Forex for the first time, everybody tells you, oh, there's so much liquidity. It's such a deep market. And that's true to a certain extent. But yeah, I was talking to this other trader and he mentioned that they had created a program that would break up their trades and hide the trades from the broker. Because if they put that trade through all at one time, then it would move the market a little bit and they would have some slippage. So I thought that was really interesting, and that seems to be the case. I mean, if you're trading small, like some of us are, then that doesn't really matter too much. But once you start pushing more volume, I guess, then you can really mess up your entry, right?
Yeah. Yeah, it's interesting. It's really interesting. Yeah. It's a great question. Thanks. Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, thanks, Walter.